This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fair and the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 9:47, up 17¾ on the open March, 9:40 up 9¼. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 9:49, up 10 on the open March, 9:55 up 8 May, 9:65 up 12½ July, 6:87 up 6 September, 6:88½ up 2½ on the open. December corn opened at 374½, up 1½ on the open. March 389½ up 1/4. May $4 up 3/4. July 408½ up 3/4. September 412½ unchanged. December 419½ unchanged. March 426½ down 1¼ on the open. November beans open at 9.96, up 4¾ on the open. January, 10.14½, up 6. March, 10.23½, up 5¼. May, 10.22, up 4½. July, 10.27, up 5. November of next year, 9.64, unchanged on the open. October soybean meal open at 278.50, up 2.20 on the open. December, 284, up $2. October soybean oil open at 39.40, down 9 on the open. December, 39.90, down 10. On the Merc, October live cattle open at 96.80, down 15 on the open. December, 99.70, down 10. February, 101.30, down 20. April, 101.20, down 60 on the open. October feeders open at 116, down 30 on the open. November, 116, down 62½. January, 114.75, down 57½. March, 112.45, down 67½ on the open. October lean hogs open at 58.35, down 55 on the open. December, 60.20, down 205. February, 66.95, down 95. April, 68.80, down 82½ on the open. And February pork bellies open at 89.50, down 17½ on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Wheat's off to the races again today. Not up to a contract high just yet, but certainly back at the top of the range.
Yeah, wheat continues to be the market talk, especially after Friday's USDA numbers indicating a little tighter situation in what the trade is looking for. So as we project on out into the October supply-demand report, domestic and even world supply-demand report, we expect another drawdown in world-ending stocks in wheat. So fundamentally, we continue to be at tightest levels in over 33 years, and that continues to warrant some premium in the wheat market over time. Then currently, fundamentally, we're seeing continued dryness in Australia, no real relief there. We've got the crop down to last year's production area. So it looks like this wheat's going to stay firm here for a while until we see some type of relief one way or the other.
At what time would you anticipate the market beginning to remove premium from the wheat market?
Well, if you dial back the clock, time estimates was to be here this first to mid part of October, so we're getting very close from a timing standpoint of view. But the overall big picture, when you go through the fundamental production phase of the whole equation, you're not really going to remove the total premium until we get through the southern hemisphere's harvest and see where we are there. but more importantly, we'll have to maintain some type of premium or uncertainty into the marketplace as we go through the winter here and see how the northern hemisphere comes out of dormancy into this spring.
Which brings up hard red winter wheat plant. What will that be like this afternoon on the report?
Well, they're scooting right along. Harvest remains at a so-called aggressive pace. You got to take some other crops off to get the new crop in, and we expect that to be aggressive. The forecast has been favorable for the southern half of the growing region. You take on northern Iowa and Minnesota and into the northern regions, they've been hampered with some fairly aggressive amounts of precipitation, so you're going to see a slowdown or the bog down to the north. But south on further down and through there, you're going to see aggressive.
Can you put a dollar figure on it of how much value wheat has had in corn and beans in terms of keeping those markets either rallying, which they have done certainly in the soybeans, and one might make the argument that the corn market in recent days has put in a little mini rally of its own, or by contrast, how much under the market support has the wheat provided these other two grains?
Well, I don't have a particular value. You look at the spread relationship, and we're rewriting the history books on the spread relationship between the two. There's several in the trade who's not done very well trying to sell the extreme by selling the wheat and buying the corn, or selling the wheat and buying the beans. That's been a tough position to hold on to here for a while. At some point in time, the relationship will reverse the other way. But when you look at the tightest wheat stocks seen in modern day history, that's kind of scary. We've dreamt about tight world supplies of food, and it's here today, and the trade's taking it quite seriously. If the wheat market would give up here and start to roll over, and if you would see a $2-3 break in wheat, you would probably take this corn market back to the $3 level, and probably take the beans back down to this $8 level.
That's what I was looking for, sir. What other pieces of advice do you have for producers today who are looking to market their crops and maybe even looking out a year?
Well, that's a good question. It's kind of tough in here to get a handle and remove the emotion. But when you remove the emotion and you look at just flat price values and you go back in history, this is the highest price producers are receiving at this time of year. And we feel it's time to cash in on that. The minute I say that, the comeback is we've got higher input costs. Well, that's true. And so what we feel to do is sort of have your cake and eat at the same time. Go ahead and move the cash grain, get your money, put in the bank, and re-ownership on the paper side. That way, if the market goes on up, you can participate. The market rolls over here, you can be glad you've marketed the grain. Probably the biggest gain, though, as a producer, if you can do it, is storing this stuff. We feel basis is going to improve here as we go into early winter, and that storage is going to pay off again this time, one more time here.
Well, let's look out a year. December corn, 2008, 419 and three quarters. November beans, 2008, 970 and a half. Do you reward this market for some sort of a beginning sale off of those prices?
We feel so. You got to sit down and push the pencil to see where you're at. We believe in scale-up selling. There's nothing wrong with having some sales on the books here and sort of working your way up. Because if we don't release more acres out of CRP, which the new Ag Secretary indicated, we see a slowdown in ethanol production. We see a lot more acres coming into production. We see more favorable weather worldwide. We'll be due to trend the cycle the other way. One probably perfect example, if you go back and look at the 1970s price charts, straight up, straight down, straight up, straight down. Well, we've been virtually straight up here, for the last 2 years. So we feel as we go higher here as a producer, your risk is back to the downside now.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Looking at current prices, December wheat in Kansas City at $9.45, up 15 and 3 quarters. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at $9.54, up 15. March $9.60, up 13. May $8.66.5, up 14. December corn $3.73.25, up a quarter. March $3.89.5, up a quarter. May $3.99, down a quarter. December of next year $4.19.25, down a quarter. November beans $9.96.5, up 5.25. January $10.13.75, up 5.25. March $10.24.75, up 6.5. November of next year at $9.71, up 7. Looking at Ed Kieser's Tuesday forecast today, he says in the north, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. In central sections, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a few scattered showers. In southern Illinois, mostly sunny. In southern Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers early, then partly sunny. Highs ranging from around 70 in the north to 82 degrees in the south. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.